A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. Jesus is a man of integrity. There is a wholeness about him. He and his actions are consistent with goodness and mercy. His moral and ethical principles compel him to touch the leper, talk with demons, feast when he is expected to fast, and to pulse life into what is withered in another human being, even though to do so is a risky, even dangerous thing to do. You know, no one would fault Jesus if he did not heal this man on the Sabbath in the synagogue. No one except himself. Jesus will not, cannot betray the truth he knows with his whole being, the truth that mercy trumps all. Mercy trumps the synagogue. Mercy trumps the Sabbath. It even trumps the dangerous choice to intensify the suspicion and animosity of the religious leaders. Having seen the face of God, knowing himself as loved into life, knowing the truth of being beloved and pleasing to God, Jesus knows mercy trumps all. I imagine each of us can recall when we too have been in like situations. Similar circumstances when to be mercy for another human being is the spontaneous desire of the God within us. But in this case, it is not expected by anyone. In fact, it would be unheard of for someone in our position with our circumstances. It is risky, even dangerous. The ramifications reaching to who knows where. No, it is not expected by anyone, and everyone understands why you don't, why you can't. Except yourself. Because you know what it is like when mercy gushes in where mercy ought not be, but it is. Such an opportunity will be ours again. To be ready to act with integrity, wholeness, and to be consistent with goodness and mercy, let us pray for two graces. The grace to always be in need of mercy ourselves and the grace to always have enough in us to give to others.